What's up, everybody? Uptown ENT back again with a brand new podcast. That is TV that you heard. That is me leaning into your
circle. Hey, man, this headset be picking up all kind of noise. I kept turning it down. I was like, I wonder if it's coming into the mic.
Hey, man, that's like a running Uptown joke.
It is. I'm watching like this dude collecting Nintendo games and 30 states and some stuff. Yeah, man, it don't matter. But look, so apparently during Trump's rally, a bunch of Zoomers like ordered a bunch of tickets that didn't show up. I guess they call them like the K-pop fans and stuff like that.
Dude, I had never heard of K-pop until this morning.
I never heard of K-pop until I started I worked with a coworker, her and her ex-husband. They were like fans of them one dude's BSM or whatever their names are. I can't remember. Somebody gonna correct me.
I saw that they interviewed the woman on TikTok, I guess, who made it famous. Was she the one who got the movement started, and then K-pop came in and just took it viral, and that's what led to them not having those good numbers. I think they said they had millions of requests that were going to be there, which was already blown out of proportion because a million people couldn't fit up in there.
Right. That's past CDC. That's breaking the CDC. Wait, the CDC guidelines lifted though, right?
You know what? I think it's every state is choosing how they want to follow them. And Oklahoma, I think, was one of them states where, since they're a Republican stronghold, they weren't really following the guidelines. But then they came out and said, like a couple days before the rally, that, hey, y'all can still do it here, but y'all gonna need to follow, you know, like social distancing and stuff, which they totally was gonna ignore that anyway.
Man, I never even heard the term Zoomers before. I was trying to figure out what Zoomers were when I was reading it.
Mm-hmm. Man, that was a shit show. I did see that white woman, though. She apparently had got a ticket. She got a ticket through the right means, and she showed up with an I Can't Breathe shirt. And, yeah, Tulsa police, I ain't going to say they whooped her ass, but they removed her.
That's what I was trying to tell somebody, man. Like 1949 and all that stuff, when we was getting kicked out of areas and stuff, and the people that were fighting for us, like the white people, they was cast into the ghettos with us.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's just like, man. So what is it? Like, yeah, this all lives matter stuff got to stop, because it don't.
Right, because all lives can't matter until the black ones do. And I don't think people really understand. But you know what, though, B? People understand. People understand. They just using their all lives matter stuff because it's their way of basically saying fuck black people. Because at this point, if you don't understand, when we say black lives matter, it don't mean fuck everybody else. Because that's people's main thing. Like, well, I don't like Black Lives Matter because I think the name just brings like racial, it brings up like racial undertones, which of course, that's another thing that people like to say, you know, racism will go away if we just stop talking about it. Like, no, it won't.
Like, that dude Ryan Davis said, the comedians, like, we still got relatives alive from like that era. You know what I'm saying?
Racism will go away when motherfuckers stop being racist. How about that?
Right. Stop looking at us from this. Stop calling us lazy. I'm like for real, you talk about the lazy. I mean, the whole setup was, man, I ain't finna go into all that.
I am gonna go into it. As my man, in New Orleans has said when he was at that city council meeting, we built this motherfucker for free. So for y'all to call us lazy is like, what the fuck? And then on top of that, you see, like, a lot of white people, white men, not all of them, but if we're going to be real, the poster face for racism in America is the face of a white man. As generic as that sounds, but you see, like, white people get mad. I'm sure you've seen it be at work. if they felt like they should have got a promotion and they didn't, and then somebody else get it, and somebody who may not look like them, but they just be like, what you talking about? I've been working my ass off to get that promotion. White people's terms of working their ass off, in terms of everybody else's terms of working their ass off, we've all heard this, the saying, if you're a minority in this country, you got to work 10 times as hard just to even be on the same level as your white male counterparts.
Even though they were handed, that was the whole problem in my department. That's why they let some of them head managers go, because they was just, you know, so they was just hiring friends just because. Yeah. And they put a stop to that.
And white people's version of working hard is basically half-assing work.
Right. And I was listening to this one dude, man. He was like, the company is not active, they're reactive. I'm like, but isn't that still a good thing, though?
Because at least they acting.
Right. If they don't see it, if you bring it to their attention and they react to it, then okay, cool. Just like the whole COVID thing. They didn't do nothing at first, but they found out a lot of people like scared, and like I thought the managers handled it accordingly, like well, with no problems with this whole thing. So, I mean, they reacted and they acted. So if you pull it up and they're gonna react, so what? As long as they doing it, that's how I feel.
We can't keep knocking
a company down just because I had things to handle.
I mean, they did like what most companies did in America. They operated up until they couldn't operate anymore the way they normally did. Then it was just like, okay, we can't do it that way no more. So let's go on ahead and pull back. Let's go ahead and pull back because like the government, which in most cases, so I can't even fault the company for that, because a lot of companies played it like that. Every company went progressive and like, okay, fine, y'all can just go ahead and leave. A lot of these companies were like, hey, look, y'all bring y'all ass into work until the state says y'all can't come to work, because at that point ain't nobody trying to get in trouble or get fined.
Exactly.
So, I know one thing though. I'm not explaining what Black Lives Matter what their organization is about, what their group is about, why they say Black Lives Matter, and why it's offensive for you to say All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter. I'm not saying that shit no more. I'm not explaining shit to y'all. Y'all just don't want to know. Y'all just want to be ignorant.
We don't even have to. Amazon and all the places do it for us now.
And, man, that's another thing. So on the other side, while I do appreciate all these companies coming out and realizing that Black people exist, which, you know, we've existed for all this time, but all these companies just now realize, you know what? Black lives do matter. Hey, Black people exist. Maybe we should start marketing to them.
We the ones buying up all this stuff. So, yeah.
I know, man. But while I do appreciate it, y'all coming out and putting out these like little cute tweets and these little cute poster boards and stuff like that, that's all fine. But y'all need to start getting some Black people on y'all leadership teams. I ain't just talking about like local managers and supervisors in your satellite locations. I mean like in the corporate offices. Y'all need to start getting some Black men and Black women in those top spots or whatever. Like if y'all really want to show us that like, hey, we really support y'all, we with y'all, because that also helps combat the systematic racism, because systematic racism is on so many levels. Police brutality really is the lowest rung of systematic racism.
Started off as slave weapons.
Yeah, because after we get rid of the police brutality, then we sort got to tackle like the prison to school pipeline, you know, different like little things like the housing crisis, how Black people are paid drastically less than their white counterparts, even though sometimes they are more qualified. It's just so many different levels to it or whatever. So while I appreciate some of y'all coming out and saying like, hey, Black Lives Matter, you know, we're against racism, it's cool to do it now because this is the popular thing to do now. standing against racism is finally the popular thing to do. And fuck you, NFL, because y'all definitely late to the party and that shit really rang hollow.
Right. Now you agree with Cam? I mean, Colin?
Sure. Yeah, right. Now all of a sudden you agree with him when they were some of the same motherfuckers talking. So we just don't like him kneeling because it disrespects the military. How many times did that man have to come out and tell you, I'm not kneeling to disrespect the military? I actually talked to a NFL vet who was also in the military and asked him, hey, man, I want to do something to go on ahead and protest. I want to use my platform to protest racial injustice. And Nate Boyer, who was the guy who he talked to, Nate Boyer was like, you know what? I may not really agree with your methods of doing it, but I know that it does not disrespect the military. So go on ahead and do it. And the national anthem is really a racist song. Have y'all ever it's the reason why they don't play the third verse. Because that's where it get really slavey.
They ain't ready.
Oh, I just saw this pop up on CNN, dog. Tom Petty's family has sent a cease and desist letter to the Trump campaign for using his song, I Won't Back Down, as their campaign song. They was like, nope, don't use Tom stuff.
Wow. They're like, man, okay, let's take a stance on this right now, man. Because I see a lot of Black individuals on Facebook saying your vote don't count. What has voting done for you? And I'm just sitting here thinking, like,
just those are the voting, people who probably ain't never voted.
You're not voting, we're not getting anywhere. If you would have voted, maybe something would have. But now that you're saying you're not voting, you're holding us back.
It was a young lady who's an activist in Wisconsin. She put it so eloquently. She said, hey, not voting, it's like voting for Trump. If you don't vote, you might as well go and vote for Trump. Because it's the same thing.
Right. Big man. Anyways, look, I got a tip for y'all. Y'all buying stuff on Amazon now? It's like, I just realized the delivery dates will say like July 30th or July 15th or something like that. But as soon as you pay for it, it says it's on the way.
Yeah.
Now shipping. Like, what's going on with that? Are they trying to get the people who just hoarding stuff?
Under promise, over deliver.
Because you know, they put the Lysol detergent back on there. I was like, it's about time. That shit coming tomorrow. I'm like, man, you can't find it. Like, Target shelves still empty. In that section. Like, these people were really trying.
Man. Yes.
Real scary.
I'm waiting for them to do it here. Well, they might not even do it here. It might be like just the county, the different municipalities in Missouri might do it. I don't think they'll do a statewide thing. But I'm waiting for them to issue a mandate on masks. Like, you got to wear a mask everywhere. Because you know it's coming, dog.
I feel like that's spreading. I don't know. Because people just taking the mask and putting it in their pocket and reusing it.
Well, yeah, you're definitely supposed to wash it. And it would be a good idea if you had more than one mask.
Right. But, hey.
Especially if you're using the disposable ones or whatever. If you're using the disposable ones, there ain't no reason why you should be using the same mask. Like, as soon as you come from up out of an area or a store or whatever that you've been in, take that mask, well, throw that mask away as soon as you walk outside. And then when you get ready to go in somewhere else that ain't your house, put another mask back on. Now, for the people like me or whatever, like, who have the mask that got to be washed and stuff, I usually try and just go to one place and then come back home, burn my clothes, and, you know, sew up another mask.
I mean, you think this stuff's still spreading? It's hot.
Nigga. Nigga, you ain't watched the news. Now, granted, I know the news don't really get you everything, but I saw that damn story with them chicks in Florida where they went to a bar and they said it was only 16 people up in that bar and all of them came back positive for COVID. Yeah, dog, I'm scared. I'm scared. I be seeing, hey, man. I be seeing them large gatherings and the people don't be wearing no masks. I be like, I be like, man, I'll because it's one of them things where I don't think either one of us has known anyone personally that's had it.
Yeah.
I know like my homegirl, her mom had it. And thankfully she recovered from it or whatever, but yeah, she was up in the hospital, like, you know, she was up in the hospital from, and this is, you know, somebody who, you know, I know pretty well, so I don't think she would be lying about something like that. So I don't want it to be one of them type of things. I'm more so scared to end up transferring it to somebody else. Like, I may have it and be asymptomatic, but then I end up, you know, God forbid, you know, giving it to my son or whatever. And he already has, you know, breathing conditions with his asthma and everything. And then my mother, you know, has respiratory issues as well. Shoot, my wife seemed like she catch bronchitis every year. So I'm just,
she might want to get that. Yeah. There's something going on and keep coming back like that. I don't think it's supposed to pop up like it does, the bronchitis.
So I'm just mainly just terrified of even, you know, bringing it home and, you know, bringing it home to somebody else or whatever. Like me personally, I would like to think that I'm okay or whatever. I mean, I still take the precautionary steps, which, you know, you can make an argument that the mask ain't nothing but a placebo or whatever, but I mean, I'm not about to be like one of these people that you see online or whatever talking about you infringing on my civil liberties by making me wear a damn mask. Like, it's a damn mask, dog. You'll be okay.
I don't say nothing. Hey, wear it, you don't wear it. But, I mean, if the place got the sign that you absolutely have to, I get it. I ain't finna complain. I might not go up in there if I don't have a mask and just say next time. Champs was like that. I rolled up to Champs. Like, shoot, I was like, I just got a question. I ain't coming up in. I feel you.
Isn't it like one of them type of things, whatever, where even if they don't say wear a mask, isn't it kind of like subconsciously majority of people there? Like at the grocery store. I see the workers up in the grocery store wearing masks. I'm going to wear a damn mask too. Because what you know?
Man, here's my claim about these workers wearing masks. Half of them got it below their nose. They've been playing with it. Then they got it on their chin and they pulling it up when you rolling up to the spot. And I'm like, oh, see, now you about to ring out my stuff.
Who the fuck started that mask with the chin, around the chin type stuff? Because I'm like, what is that doing? Like, and wouldn't that just like whatever
you're putting oil in the ass.
Exactly. Like, wouldn't that like kind of like mess it up? Like, why don't you? If you really need to breathe that bad, why don't you just take it off? Or if you can't breathe that well with it on, which I heard a lot of people saying they can't breathe with it on. And then I saw this one dumbass lady. She just cut like the mouth part of her mask out. I saw her like eating shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? Why?
You just wasting money.
What is the point? Just take the damn mask off and eat.
Perfectly good mask.
So, I mean, and, you know, especially like with work and everything, because they sent out like the email talking about they giving PPEs out to people, giving people like masks, sanitizer, things, some locations are giving out gloves, thermometers. I know some locations are like, hey, when you come into work, after you come in, you know, you wear your mask until you get to your desk, which I think is still stupid because the way those desks are set up, we sitting right on top of each other and they talk about some, oh no, you got glasses in between. Those glasses are really short. You telling me this damn virus dumb enough where it's just going to run right into the glass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Angle to go underneath.
Exactly. And I'm like, dog, if that's the case, then shouldn't we wear masks when we sitting at our desks too? I mean, thankfully I haven't had to go back into the office. But that's what I'm thinking, and those are the questions that I've been asking to my, you know, management team, and ain't nobody really had no answer for me.
Hey.
But I think we're going to be like this, dog, until the end of the year, at least.
Hey,
Which I ain't complaining, because I didn't mean I got to get up and go and start up. I got to get up and, you know, go outside in the cold and shit like that. Even though, yes, I know you want, they say you're not supposed to let your car idle. Just get in, turn it on, and take off. I'm old. I like to let my car start up. Let it go idle for a while. Make me feel good to let it idle for at least 5 minutes. Let the defrost work.
So they build the new cars too idle. Never mind. I'm just going to be.
Hey, man, I heard so many people tell me, you're not supposed to let your car idle. I'm like, but I got to start it up, though, to turn the defrost on, though. And they're like, no, you're just supposed to get in there and take off. I'm like, okay, number one, I'm not about to stand out here and be trying to clear this shit up off my windshields, dog. I'm lazy.
I mean, I don't know, but mine is shut off after, like, it running for 20 minutes, but...
That's the way that's the way my wife car do, but she got like that auto start, and then when she auto started, it'll shut. I guess that's like a safety precaution to not just let it run.
I don't even have auto start. That's just built into the car.
Uh-huh.
Which I need to get that before the winter time hit. I need to get auto start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just craziness. Craziness all around the world. But guess what, though? We got some emails, dog. We got some emails.
From who?
We got three emails. All three of them are from Max.
Mighty Max. All right. What this?
Oh, Lord. All right. This first one, some of these are old. Some of these are from the beginning of the month. And yeah, so we just getting to them. So sorry, Max. The first one is titled, I'm on strike. Youngins, I told all my white freaks they ain't getting no more dick until racism is ended. About to make these hoes work for change to get this dick. Okay.
Wait, what? So
he said, youngins, I told all my white freaks they ain't getting no more dick until racism is ended. About to make these hoes work for change to get this dick.
He's gonna be waiting. What, is that working out for?
Shit. Yeah. Hey, Max, report back. Let us know if that's working out for you. Shit. This nigga talking about, hey, it's going to be a long time before you have sex. You talking about racism got to be ended?
Right, you might as well just take it out on him. Give him never mind. I ain't getting in trouble. But yeah, I don't get, yeah. Max, man, look, you're going to have to change your stance a little bit. Just give it a little bit of leeway.
Right.
Think about it.
Right. Next email is titled simply Max. Max goes on to say, Mr. Max get money, booty eater, and sugar wall juice sipper. Oh, he rapping again. Hold on, let me start over. Hold on. Mr. Max get money, booty eater, and sugar wall juice sipper. Keep that cat hairless and smooth, call it flipper.
Okay. I think this is Kevin Gates, right? Max. He said booty eater, huh?
Yeah, he said sugar wall juice sipper. And yes, he said sipper, S-I-P-P-A. Then he goes on to say, bruhs, I thought I had the rota for a couple days, but I fought it off. Can't shit keep me down, not even child support. Max out.
I think that was it.
That was it, dog. This nigga rapped and then just started talking about how he think he had the rota.
Okay. You said he got a three? What's the third one?
Yeah, here go this next one. This one was sent in right before we started the show. This email is titled, Bitches I Wanna Fuck. This is the start of a new series called Bitches Max Wanna Fuck. That's what the emails say. That's what I'm reading. Then he says that, nigga, he says that Chameleon Harris is a bitch I wanna fuck. I make that pussy foam like a rabid dog.
Hold on. Hold on. Who?
I think he talked about Kamala Harris, but he called her Chameleon.
Is that, ain't that a song?
Yes, nigga.
Hey, man. My God. Comma. Something. He did throw me way off it, though. I was like, wait a minute. He just started singing a song, and then he said, man. Dude, extra. But okay, I see you out here.
That nigga say he'll make her pussy fall like a rabid dog. Hey, man. So that was Max. Thanks, Max, for emailing in. And if y'all want to get your emails read on the show, just like Mr. Max, you could do so by emailing UptownENTBoys@gmail.com. That is UptownENTBoys@gmail.com.
Yeah, broke. We're trying to get the sound effects to come in. That's the air horn. Hey, what's this? This is the remix. Stop. That's the motherfucking remix.
Oh, man. Hey, man. So Lil Jon just don't mess with the East Side Boys no more?
I think they like old men now. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I miss seeing them with Big Sam and Lil Bo.
Big Bo Hagen and
hey, Bo Hagen used to get off every now and then. Oh shit. Man.
It's hey, Father's Day, y'all.
Yeah, I was gonna say to see, I ain't gonna be up on this glad to see, look.
Even your BM showed you some support, man. I'm glad to see all the mothers coming together and not dissing the fathers and trying to take credit for nothing. I'm glad to see all the get together.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's good, man. And at a time like this, we definitely need this. I know it's been a bunch of black men versus black women stuff, even here lately, because, and rightfully so, whatever, like, yeah, black women had, I will explain to you the way it was explained to me. I was told by a black woman, not a black woman who I'm dating or have dated, just, you know, platonic friend. Because I asked her, because I was like, I really just wanted to know. And she's not really known as an angry person, or at least I've never seen her as like an angry, vengeful person. So I just asked her, I'm like, hey, why do you feel like it's such a divide, especially right now, between black men and black women? And she brought it back to the recent events that have been going on with George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Rashad Brooks. You know, you could just keep on just naming names and, you know, all these people that's happened to. But she said it hurts her because black women are usually always supportive when it comes to, you know, a black man getting killed. And you hear people say, like, hey, we must protect our black men or whatever, like, hug a black man today. And black men, you go through so much, and we just want to let you know we're here for you. But she says she don't see the energy being matched when it comes to black women getting killed, i.e. Breonna Taylor. She don't see as many black men, you know, talking about that. And even when, because there was recently, over the past month, there was a black trans individual who got killed. And she said the same thing, because she was like, hey, you know, I don't even see that, like, when it be black, you know, black gay men or black, you know, trans people.
Okay, so I feel like that's all tied into the whole movement. They just happening in like odd times. Well, I'm not talking about the Breonna one. I feel that one. I'm talking about like with the gay men, because I ain't separating them motherfuckers from the movement. They into together. Like as soon as we start doing like black gay lives matter, then that's just now we confused.
Yeah,
like It's just one. I mean, I don't really stay, man. You are what you are. You support what you support. It's none of my business. But I'm not gonna separate nothing because you still black.
Mm-hmm.
You a man still. I mean, don't kill me, but I ain't got nothing against gay people. They ain't got nothing to do with me, but y'all. You black and you gay, you part of the Black Lives Matter movement. We ain't separating. Talking about some black trans lives matter.
No, and you know what? And we shouldn't. And that's what. And she wasn't saying, you know, that we should go ahead and label them. But she was just saying that the energy ain't being matched.
They came out here and had a whole protest like that. I was like,
now people gonna be confused. I do kind of agree with her about like the trans people, whatever, only because I've seen in these people, they claim to represent Black Lives Matter, like the whole organization, like they claim to be active members of it, which I'm going to get to my issue with Black Lives Matter after this. I know it's going to be a short shirt, but I got to get this out of here. I got to get this out. But I have seen, you know, I've seen like at least one male, assuming he's straight, but he did come out. He's supposed to be repping Black Lives Matter. He ain't one of the higher known people, but he's just like, yeah, you know, you won't see me in nothing like that, whatever, because yeah, I mean, Black Lives Matter, but I don't support that. And he brought up what niggas always bring up. That goes against my religious beliefs, even though they ain't been to church in 10 years.
Your religious beliefs. You don't even know what's in it. Never mind.
Motherfuckers love bringing out their Bible when it's time to shout down on people.
I'm like, does he have a YG? Because I'm a look, because man, look. Them Hebrews is black.
Oh, most deaf.
Children of the sun. Them Israelis started out black. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me any different, because if you look at an Australian person, you can't tell me nothing.
Dude, it's like
some Africans fighting. When I saw the video, I was like, oh no, that's New Zealand. I'm like, see? Now you mean to tell me Jesus looks like a white person? Never mind. They ain't ready.
He had hair like wool and skin of bronze. Okay.
They had a hair straightener back then.
Okay.
Flat iron.
Okay. Oh, man. So, I mean, I think it is a whole bunch of stuff going on. I know J. Cole apparently is into it with some activists because he released a song. And apparently, I haven't heard the song.
Dogging them on Facebook. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, they was talking about he directed a shot at this chick called No Name, who apparently she's a rapper too from Chicago. I've never heard of her, but she's an activist too. She's more so known for being an activist, and then I guess she started rapping eventually. But yeah, apparently he made a song and he didn't name drop her, but apparently the internet just up and decided, oh yeah, he talking about her. And from what people are saying, ain't like he called her a stupid bitch or anything. He was, you know, saying they was arguing about like platforms and stuff like that. And he kind of did the same thing Chappelle did, from what I read the lyrics, or at least, you know, from what I read, just a small snippet of the lyrics. But Cole was just kind of like, dude, why y'all want to hear from me right now? Like, we got other people who got bigger voices who can talk about this. It kind of like what Chappelle said. What Chappelle was going on Don Lemon, like, dude, don't nobody give a fuck what I got to say.
We really don't. I mean, he can't do nothing.
Yeah, because I mean, Dave made that. Remember that joke Dave made back in the day, or whatever. Like when 9/11 happened, like, oh, we got to check in on Ja Rule. Like, man, I don't give a fuck what Ja Rule got to say.
Right? What they gonna do? They can't do nothing.
Yeah,
actually, J. Cole marched and everything. I mean, that's all you can do.
We get so bogged down in hearing from celebrities, and I'm just like, dude, do y'all realize that y'all might hear from some of these celebrities, and y'all, it's a good chance y'all might not like what they got to say.
Just like, oh no, I feel like they just look.
Like Lil Wayne. These motherfuckers wanted to hear from Wayne. And I'm like, dude, every time Wayne opened his mouth about some racial injustice, he shit on Black Lives Matter. I don't know if it's because he just don't understand what they represent. I'm telling
you what it is. He's saying he don't have them same experiences. He never shut down the group per se. And that's what I be saying. Like, a lot of these people don't have the same experience that they're ignorant to.
He did shut down a group at one point. I remember when he was on 2020, he was like, fuck Black Lives Matter. My life matter. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, I think that was the first time he spoke on it. Everybody was like, what?
I keep calling him a coolie.
And of course, what niggas do? The first thing niggas want to do is say, well, Lil Wayne canceled, which I need to quit with that cancel shit. The only people who can cancel somebody is fans of those people. And if the fans of that person decide that they ain't canceled, you end up having things like R. Kelly records still been playing on radio. Y'all niggas supposed to have been canceling R. Kelly for 20, 30 years.
Right.
And I'm still hearing R. Kelly shit playing on the radio, even though he's been convicted on a couple of them charges, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he's trying to get out of jail because of COVID.
See, and this is my thing. I'm going to get to my Black Lives Matter point after this, but I got to take aim at us. And I guess the culture, because we got somebody like R. Kelly. And I mean, think of some other controversial musicians or controversial entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and you didn't discuss it. Nobody ever really gets canceled. I've only known two people to get canceled or pseudo canceled. One of them was Chrisette Michele after she sung at Trump's inauguration. Like, they really did cancel her, but it was more so than just black people as a whole. Like, her fans canceled her. Her fans was like, nah, bitch, like, we come to your shows and we don't like that you're doing this shit. So they stopped showing up to her shows and they stopped buying her albums. It can only be fans that can cancel somebody. If that person still got some fans, they still gonna make it work. I guess recently, it's been an attempt to cancel Tekashi 6ix9ine. And man, look, rules of the street is rules of the streets. I'm not a street dude. I've said that multiple times. But we got a real big problem when motherfuckers going so hard on canceling this kid for snitching. But we still, and they like, we ain't playing his song on the radio. But I can switch to another urban radio station and y'all playing R. Kelly, y'all playing the damn Step song. Make it make sense, dog. Like, so you telling me snitching worse than pedophilia?
It shouldn't be, actually. That shit disgusting. Marcus Houston. That shit disgusting.
What? Damn, dog.
Go on and hit your Black Lives
Matter. How the fuck? I mean, I know Marcus. I know that he is disgusting, but damn, how he catch a stroke? Oh, wait a minute. Because he messed with that 19-year-old?
I know she legal, but man, do you just marry a 19-year-old? Or you just, you know, this is one like, oh, man.
And Marcus Houston was like, all right, Jay.
Almost, yeah, he's 38, 39.
Oh, too damn old to be trying to fuck with a night, especially marry one. We ain't talking about just laying up with her.
I understand the laying up part in that move. Don't nobody know, but probably wouldn't nobody paying attention until he's like, oh yeah, that look like you done kidnapped the chick.
she writing help on every time they go somewhere, writing help on that window.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I heard she had some kind of mental disability or something. Like, you know, people, man, they didn't research everything heavily. Trying to figure out why he's doing what he's doing.
Speaking of which, another thing, and this gonna be my rant episode, because I've been thinking about you niggas for a minute. Mm-hmm. How come it is, just like B said, somebody can go and find out any information they can? Y'all be getting people fired like lickety split. Y'all be finding out these people's socials and everything, where they work at and everything, as soon as they make a racist comment. But how come y'all can't find out who was really running all of these damn Black Lives Matter organizations, all these things, that all these charities, quote unquote, that say, oh yeah, we're a foundation that helps out with urban matters. How come y'all can't figure out who runs a lot of this stuff? It's really just a quick Google search, because a lot of them have websites and they show, here is our board members. And it ain't even one Black person on the board.
And why we donate money, and where the money going? Y'all ever find that out?
They never did find it out, but hey, dog, I guarantee you, though, if my man Sean King, though, had said that he was raising funds for it, niggas would have found out where their money went.
Yep.
Because they hate Sean King. And I don't understand why people hate him so much. Is it because, I think one time he lied and said that he was Black, or he was biracial, and he was like, nah, he was like, nah, my mother is white, but she cheated on my father with a Black man.
It don't even matter, man. He's supporting the cause.
Dude, if you helping, you helping.
Right. Cool. Man. You want to be with us, and you want to be like us, and you feel like our culture is better than what you want to claim, then hey.
Exactly.
I can't. Most of y'all motherfuckers like the Asian culture.
Dude, shout my man Daquan, who be on making them YouTube videos.
Yeah. I like the Asian culture so much. Y'all want to go to Japan and stuff, man. Let him be us.
but my thing is this, man, like, y'all do realize that in order for some shit to change in this country, we gonna need some white people on our side, right?
Right.
Like, ain't nothing moving in America without white people signing off on it in some way or form or another. But I think that's why they mad at Sean King. But I'm like, dog, how come y'all don't ever say nothing about Jane Fonda? Because Jane Fonda been out here marching against racism since the damn 60s. And it's like documented proof. She was out marching with the Panthers, nigga.
That's why she ain't been acting for real. She got banished from some of these roles. She just started doing the workout videos.
Yeah, dog. And I'm...
She know what was...
Go ahead.
So Jane Fonda know what's up.
Jane Fonda like that black dick, too. Don't get it twisted. Mm. She like that shit. All
right,
man.
She about to get to Marcus Houston now. It's about to be reversed. No.
Hey, Jay look pretty good, hey, dog.
Hold up. So if I was to marry Jay Fonda, would it be a double standard?
Yes. Because ain't nobody going to... Hey, you know what, man? People would dog her out if she married somebody our age.
They going to be like, hey, man, knock that old lady's socks off.
Hey, Marcus Houston tripping anyway, dude, doing that damn, fuck, I couldn't imagine being my age and fucking with a 19-year-old. I think I would I don't even talk about, like, the physical portion of it. Just the fact that she's just gonna be so young, and then I gotta hear her talking. She probably saying period after everything or whatever, and doing that neck roll, and probably got them long-ass nails that you can tell that she ain't a clean woman, because how can you clean with nails like that?
Look, man, he took advice from Jermaine Jackson.
What on that fucking her unit?
Yeah, that too. He was like,
come on, Marcus, look, I'm going to take you to where I get my lace wigs from.
Hey, man.
That shit. I'm going to show you how to put you a young bitch.
And Marcus was like, I don't want to look slick like you, like when it rains. I don't want the water just to drip out, bounce off the top of my head.
He wants that Rain-X treatment.
Hey, that dude, Jermaine, you probably can't cut that off. You can't take clippers to that.
You can't take shit. You can't even take a machete to that. That damn hair looked disgusting, man. It looked like vacuum sealed coffee.
Boy, you hit that dude with the water hose. That shit backfiring on you. Why he look like the MC Hammer? His head looked like the MC Hammer dial from back in the 90s.
Yeah, dog.
Man. Look like he about to start stuttering like that TV dude. Is it Max? Yeah, the video drone or whatever this shit was called.
Yeah, we closing in on it because I only had an hour. So y'all can send a hate mail to me.
I got the time either.
That's right, my man moving on up like Georgia Wheezy.
Trying to, man. Trying to be like, I got to walk too.
Yeah. Right. If it's all good with you, my good brother, I will hit my throwback of the week.
Go ahead, cuz.
All right. My throwback of the week. This is a classic. It is Silk E. Fine featuring Chill, Romeo and Juliet. Yep. Hey, I didn't know that the dude only did the hook on that song. I thought I could have sworn he rapped on it.
I thought he did too.
Man. maybe I don't know if the version I was listening to, they cut him out or something, but I just heard the chick get the Silky Fine and got in and got off.
Yeah. And look, my throwback is this movie. It's from the 90s, early 90s. Stay Tuned. RIP to John Ritter. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know y'all seen that movie. He get trapped inside the satellite, suck him in. He get trapped inside the like Hell TV or something like that.
Yep.
And I like watching these old movies now because I've been going back and actually watching them. So when that kid was getting sucked into the satellite, man, I need y'all to watch this movie and email me and tell me, did y'all see the hands holding him up? Hey, he was holding on to the daggone post house thing pillar. He was hanging on to the pillar and the thing was sucking him in, but I saw like these two hands underneath. I was like, wait, what? That's the same, man. My daughter was watching Three Ninjas and I was like, man, I didn't know. Like, if you watch that movie, you're gonna see all the stunt doubles. Mm-hmm. Especially when the dude was falling down the steps. I was like, they didn't even try to hide it. This was an illusion for me as a kid. Now I'm just noticing all this stuff.
Yeah, because I think with us being kids though, we just thought that shit was just the greatest shit ever. And then you can see the flaws once you get older. Be like, man, how did I not see this then?
I thought that old man was really doing them flips. And then I realized he was 100 pound difference.
Hey, man, that's how I feel when I be watching them Three Stooges, man. Whenever I watch any of them, like that camera speed up real fast when they have like a fake or stunt double, or sometimes it was like a full blown dummy. That camera speed up real fast to try and trick you.
Man, another thing, I guess I kind of want to start testing like shoe reviews so we could probably go live with our guy Will. And do these sneakers, showing off these sneakers coming soon. I want to see how people feel about that. I wish we could do a test run, but just showing off sneakers and then along with the podcast or whatever, however they want to go. But I'm tired of looking at other people getting free shit. I want us to get the free shit too, so we get review.
Support your local podcaster.
We go live on YouTube. We got to get the backdrop, the shoe backdrop, the quality. DJ Steve making the beats.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I don't think I even shouted that out on her. But, yeah, I am making beats, hip-hop, EDM beats. Check me out. I'm on everywhere. Just search Stevie Logan. And yeah, you'll see in my latest release, Downpour. It's a EDM, hip hop, trap, kind of beat. It is streaming live now on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your music from. Just search Stevie Logan, and the song is called Downpour.
Oh yeah, Let them get them streams in.
You know what? I'm so horrible, dude. I'm the worst at stuff like that. Like, I ain't even look to see how many streams I got so far. Because I always look at this shit, it's like how like a you really don't know, because I think they be changing from day to day, and I don't want to become a slave to them numbers.
That's why we need to get to YouTube, go live, and just post whatever anybody doing. We just post the links down in there, and then we just show it, and then we probably do a clip and direct them like a sample or something like that. So
yeah,
stuff noticed.
Yeah, I'm still in the process of trying to learn how to do podcasts and this stuff. So, yeah, if you heard any kind of like audio issues, my bad. We try to scrub them out as much as we can. I know some people be reporting it, and then I go back and listen, and I'm like, there's something wrong with your earbuds, or sometimes I hear something when I'm listening through on the way back, but people saying it ain't coming across when it get posted, you know, whatever.
We trying. I'm gonna have a new setup in a few months, so hopefully. I mean, for real, them audio issues coming from us converting, because Anchor don't really work like the way it should work. It keep kicking us off. Else, we wouldn't be using Skype if Anchor worked right.
Yeah. And then, man, it's been a couple of cases. There's a couple of episodes out there that just got lost in the ether of Skype. Like, they never appeared. We saw it recording, but it never appeared as like a downloadable file. So you got to deal with them sometimes. And it's some issue. It's sometimes where, you know, audio might cut out, and then you face with the dilemma. Like, we have to think like, okay, are we going to still post the episode? Do we just take a week off? Like, what do we do?
Right. We trying. And plus, like, when we do the pre, before we start to hit the record, Skype start cutting out as soon as you hit record. So I don't know. I'm gonna do some research and figure out. All right, somebody email us and see if you got something different that we can use, a different program we can use that's better.
Right. And I've been thinking about playing with Zoom, man, but then I think what stopped me is I heard that Zoom, man, got hacked, and I'm like, nope, I ain't downloading that shit on my computer. I mean, you're scared to get viruses and bugs, man.
Shit, we'll figure it out. And a lot of our stuff, we just been on time constraints, but we try.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you get long episodes, sometimes you don't. I've even thought about like experimenting with the fact of if we know it's gonna be a week where we both ain't gonna be able to maybe record, maybe doing like a quick hit episode like in the middle of the week, like, hey, this just happened. So we ain't got to wait all the way to the weekend, and then something happened, and then now we talking about the stuff like 2 weeks later after it happened.
Right. Man, fuck it. Y'all grown. Y'all know what it is.
I ain't explaining shit else.
Right. Oh, fathers, man. Enjoy y'all Father's Day. Everybody else, is have a good week.
Yeah, don't be arguing on Father's Day or whatever, like, even if that man ain't doing his job, like legitimately ain't doing it, and like you keeping the kid away or something, if he just ain't being a father, you ain't even got to even speak on it. Real ones know. But yeah, don't be that lame chick who be talking about happy Father's Day to me too, because I do both. Don't do that. We don't do that shit to y'all when it come to Mother's Day. And I know plenty of fathers who could.
Right.
So, and some of them fathers is married or in relationships. Burn. Sick burn.
Mm.
All right, let me get them off from. I'll say something else. Hey, yep. All right, y'all. Uptown E&T. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If y'all can leave reviews on iTunes, some of y'all might have had left it, and we just ain't went and go look because we don't have Apple devices. But leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and as soon as we go and see them, we will read them on the show, just like we do with the emails.
Right.
Yep. All right. Uptown E&T, we out.
Peace.